Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Okay, hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And you did not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using Hair Relaxer?
Yes, me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And what type of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Oh, gosh. And when were you diagnosed?
In February of 2024.
And have you used Hair Relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
My diagnosing doctor or my... or the oncologist?
The diagnosing doctor.
Oh, her name is Dr. Davis, Dr. Patricia Davis.
And what was the facility?
It's a private practice.
Okay, do you know the address?
It's on Red Lion Road. I can probably look. 3998 Red Lion Road. Philadelphia, PA 19114.
Okay, thank you. Is it called Aria Health or Jefferson OBGYN?
She's probably underneath. Yeah, she's underneath Jefferson.
Okay. And it was Dr. Patricia Davis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you use Hair Relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you use Hair Relaxer before you were diagnosed?
Per year, you saying?
Yes.
Okay, I would say 6 to 7 because you get it like every 6 to 8 weeks. So I would say like between like 6 and 7 times a year.
Okay. 6 to 7. And then what was your date of birth?
12/20/1978.
Well, your birthday's coming up.
Next Friday.
Cool. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Right. And then did you know of anyone else who was also affected after using Hair Relaxer?
Do I know of another person?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then what state were you using the Hair Relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
And do you remember when you first started using Hair Relaxer?
I've been using Hair Relaxers for a long time, 22 years ago. So what would that be like, 2002?
2002. Okay. And then what year did you stop using it?
This year, 2024.
Okay. And how often were you applying the product? Was it weekly or monthly?
Like every 6 to 8 weeks. That's usually when you do it.
Okay. And you were using it for 22 years consecutively?
Yes.
Were you doing it at a salon or was it at home or both?
Both.
Both. Do you remember the salon's name?
I went to Blessings Beauty Supply for, Beauty Salon. I'm sorry for some time, but I've went to quite a few different salons over the years.
Okay. And then for the times that it was done at home, where were you purchasing the product from?
I did it more so at the salon. I have done it maybe once or twice, just from a regular beauty supply, but I more so did it from the salon.
Okay. Okay. And that Blessing Beauty Salon, is that the one on 5302 Walnut Street?
No, it was on 56th Street.
Okay. The 326.
It's in between Spruce and what street is that right there? Pine, really? Yeah, Pine. Spruce and Pine.
Okay. For that one, I see 326 South 56th Street.
Yeah.
Okay. And what brand of products have you used?
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Lovely. And did your diagnosis happen after 2 years of you using the hair relaxer?
Yes. It was more than 2 years.
Okay. And as far as your medical treatment, did you receive any treatment for your diagnosis?
Yes.
So what type of treatment was it?
I had chemo. I had immunotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy. And, yeah, I had chemo, immunotherapy, hysterectomy, and like pain meds.
Pain medication. And do you remember your treatment date?
When it started? It started 5 days after my diagnosis, so February 17th.
Okay. And then your treating doctor and the facility?
He's also a part of Jefferson. He's Dr. Heller.
Heller.
Paul Heller.
Paul?
Yes. He's my oncologist. Ooh, that's the phone.
Okay, Dr. Paul Heller, and it was the same facility?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled B-A-D-E-E-R-A-H.
Yes.
Okay. Last name B-A-S-H-I-R.
Yes.
And do you have a preferred email address?
Yes, Bees Lashes, BeesLashes at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And then your main cell phone number?
215-301-9994.
Thank you. And then your social?
159-606018.
Okay. and then your home address.
139 Maplewood Ave, Upper Derby, PA, 19082.
That was 139 Maplewood Avenue?
Yes.
139. And what was the city?
Upper Derby, PA. 19082.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I can get them, though.
Okay, but you can confirm that it's at the hospital?
Yes.
Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
No.
Okay. And what was that phone number?
267-776-4072.
And your relationship to this person?
My cousin.
Okay. And then their first and last name?
Aaliyah, A-A-L-I-Y-A-H. Last name, Clark.
Clark, C-L-A-R-K?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over the documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email. I sent both, so whichever one's easier.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, my phone is dying. I'll get up to the charger. They haven't received anything to the phone yet. Let me see. You sent it already?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get the text. Let me look at my email. Okay, here's the text. I get six.
Okay.
Okay, hit the beat. Okay. I receive messages, yes. Okay. Okay. Oh, that looks terrible. My signature looks crazy.
Do you have any plans for your birthday?
I don't have not anything that I've planned. I've been trying to see what people. I'm not really a big birthday person. I like celebrating other people's birthdays more than my own.
Oh yeah.
It's like I don't know if it's just confirmation about my age. Like I don't need it. As long as the people that I love say happy birthday, I'm good with that.
Oh. Do you have a feeling they're planning something?
I have a feeling that something's going on. I have a feeling that it's, you know, because my son has asked me, what did I want? He asked me, was my favorite color and what restaurant would I want to eat at? So I'm like, okay, maybe it's something happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Okay. I think I'm done. So sign, initial. I think it's still spinning. I think that my phone is just not connected to the Wi-Fi or something. That's happening. But finish. Okay. It said all parties have completed.
Okay. Yeah, I just received it.
Okay.
Right. And then I'm also going to send you another text for my direct line, just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay.
And the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps, but I sent you their number too in case you missed it or you wanted to ask them anything.
Okay.
And that is pretty much all I need from you. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, so I just wait to hear from them to see whether or not I'm qualify and everything?
Yeah, so on our end, it does look like you meet the criteria, but they will give you more information if they need anything.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This was pretty easy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Have a good holiday.
You too.
All right.